Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Sparkles and Sports Student Edition podcast. We are in our third episode, and once again, I am your co-host, Taylor Washington. This new episode brings to us a new month and a new year. I am very excited to say that I have completed my third year of college at Michigan State University and am now a senior. Whoa. It still has not hit me, and when people ask me what year I am, I still say I'm a junior. But to say this, it is extremely, extremely bittersweet. These past 3 years have flown by drastically, and I brought nothing but unforgettable memories and people. But I am very thrilled for my last year of undergrad and to definitely go out with a bang. Now, this is also one of the best times of the year. Students are graduating. Congratulations to the class of 2019. Flowers are blooming. Sun is shining. But most importantly, summer is here for us college students. We get to turn off our morning alarms, catch up on sleep, probably not even have to open a book for the next 3 months, discover new activities, and visit those places that we put on our bucket list. And also, some of us get the chance to spend a summer interning with a certain company they have applied to. While there may be hundreds of students that are interviewed, everyone knows that there's only a handful of students who receive an offer letter. Us students, I included because I have been denied once or twice, can tend to be discouraged by working so hard and then end up getting denied. It's also hard because you put all of your dedication and research into this one specific interview, and then you end up having no plans for the summer. So, and then the main question that you now ask yourself is, well, what do I do now? Now, first, let me just say this. Your path does not end when you are told no. If anything in life, it should motivate you. Not everyone is going to agree with you or give you an opportunity, but you should continue to uplift yourself and find new ways to grow so that people will actually start believing in you and agreeing with you and giving you these chances. Also, what students tend to not realize and believe that only the internship is the way to go throughout the summer is that there are other ways where you can receive knowledge and continue to make the most out of your summer. So, I am going to give a couple pieces of advice or a couple different tasks that you can do throughout the summer to continue to build your resume. Now, first things first, always have a backup plan. Always. I mean, always have a backup plan. Never, and I mean never, put all your apples into one basket. I think we've all heard that saying 3, 4, 5, 10 times in our life, which basically means, like I've said in my previous recordings, keep your options open. Have something to fall back on when one thing doesn't go right. You can't expect that someone is going to hand you a chance, or you can't even believe that I'm going to go into this interview and get this position. It's great to have that mindset, but it doesn't always work out that way. Even if you have an amazing interview and answer each question to the best of your ability, doesn't mean that you're going to get a job. So apply to as many internships in the sports field or any field of your interest as possible. It's better to say, I have 3 offers and I don't know which one to choose from, rather than I don't have anything to choose from. Even if you have no desire to work for a specific company, still apply. You never know, that internship that you've accepted while waiting on another could open up and become a full-time position. So that's one reason. Always have a backup plan. Now, the second reason that simply sometimes it's just not your fault could be that that employer found someone else that was better fit for the position. And in that case, you can learn more about yourself. Something that we don't do often that employers don't mind doing is to ask the representative that interviewed you, what did I lack on? What should I improve on? do I not have enough experience? Are there certain skills I should develop? Was I not as positive or confident while being interviewed? Do I not have enough volunteering? Is my GPA not good? These are the questions that can better you and differentiate yourself from the next candidate for that future interview. Representatives like, and I mean like, matter of fact, love to hear students trying to get better, and they're always there to help. Whenever someone says, use me as a resource, use me as a connection, if I can do anything to better help you in the future, take them up on that offer. Do just that. And take notes. Jot down everything that they're saying. Of course, ask first, do you mind if I write down some notes? But then after that, write it down. Thank them. Shake their hand. Of course, those specific characteristics are important. And study that advice that they gave you and begin to practice with someone, a friend, a mother, a sibling. Hey, just ask me these questions and I'm going to answer it. I'm just trying to get better at my interviewing skills. Or even just yourself. Go in the mirror. Have the question in front of you and answer it. So then you know how to answer those questions, because they're probably more than likely going to arise at your next interview. Now, the next two key tasks are very important and what job employers love to see on your resume. I'm wondering if anybody knows what I'm going to say. But the first one is volunteering. Don't get me wrong. Employers love to see your resume filled all the way to the bottom with job experience. Seeing that you're putting yourself out there, taking initiative, working in high-level positions or high-level companies. But they become even more excited when they see a volunteer column or section on your resume. Even if it's one, two things, giving back to the community, helping out at events, and putting in long hours of the day and not expecting pay, or not expecting, like, man, I'm only working till 5, can I get out of here at 3? But you're staying until 7 or 8, that shows dedication. Seeing that you're thinking about others and trying to build and make an event something special is something that I suggest everyone do. Google. Google on certain websites, or just put into the Google search engine, volunteering in this city. There's so many events happening in your hometown, 10 minutes away from you, 20 minutes away from you, across the country, that are looking for helpers to make their occasion a success. Yeah, you're probably thinking, well, I won't get paid, or I'm wasting my time because I'm not doing anything for my career. One, money isn't everything. Yes, it's nice to have money in your pocket, but it's not everything. It's better to get the experience. It's better to learn rather than just doing something because you know you're going to get the money for it. Because at that point, you're not learning. The experience is what's everything. And two, there will be so many people that you'll work with at these events that can become a connection for you. So many people know of people that know of people, my sister's cousin, my best friend's husband, that can lead you to the right direction. Once you open up your mouth and you start to have a conversation and you explain who you are, your goals in life, your major, your year, and you're on their good side, people will remember you. And those people will look out for you for future times. It could be at a point in time, or it could be a month, it could be 2 months, it could be next week, it could be the very next day or a year later. Exchange information. It's always nice, one thing I learned from my boss specifically, to create a business card. People will be so impressed when they see, wow, this individual has a business card. That's impressive. Then they have all of your information, and you will also be remembered by that specific person who did something that stood out to them. At that point, you guys can continuously keep in contact. You have each other's emails, you have each other's phone numbers, you know of each other's names and what you guys look like. You never know. One day when you least expect it, when they see that this person put the time in, they're continuously keeping contact with me, you may have an email or a voicemail from them saying how they met with someone, or they heard and saw a flyer or heard of an advertisement from someone in your industry of interest who's looking for students. And they could pass that along to you, and that could potentially become on your resume. See how far knowing people can go? It's unbelievable how so many people know of so many people. And you would never know that if you don't open your mouth. It is so remarkable. Now, my last piece of advice. So the first one was simply having a backup plan. The next one was to volunteer. I'm going out of order. And the other one is just basically to ask follow-up questions as to why you didn't get a position. But the last piece is something that can also make you stand out. And that's doing a job shadow. Doing a job shadow simply shows your passion and your determination to be where you want to be in the future. Many students can take advantage of this opportunity to get the inside scoop and how it is working the day-to-day life of your desired position. Now, of course, every day may not be the same, but at least you're seeing the basic skills or the basic routines of what's going on. Okay, you answer phone calls, you answer emails, you schedule meetings. Things like that are good to know. Many students need to take advantage of this opportunity. We need to speak up and we need to ask for help or guidance. Anyone will be willing to help you. Once you say, hey, I'm interested in working in communications or operations, is there any way that I could sit down with you for just 20 to 30 minutes, see what roles you do, and I can ask you any questions? Anyone will be willing to help you. Because individuals like helping others and seeing others shine. People like looking out for one another. Do it. Do it. When I did it with Kristen Ray, who is currently my boss, I had no interest in operations. But seeing the roles that she does on a daily basis interests me. And it made me want to actually research online and look more into operations. You never know what might excite you. And this can also put you a few steps ahead of others. Seeing that you went the extra mile, you would not only know their task, but you would know who their employers are. You would know how to get to that office. And they will know you too. And they will know that, hey, this person was actually very dedicated. They could put a good word in for you. It could possibly give you a chance or even a second chance if you reapplied. To conclude, in today's third episode, life isn't perfect nor fair, and you will run into an obstacle, maybe even a second obstacle, maybe even a third obstacle. But it's how you react to that obstacle that can change your life positively or negatively. Don't be the one to give up. Do some behind the scenes work to make your name known. Because in the end, with all the applications you have sent, that one offer letter is the only thing that'll matter. Someone saw the good and the determination in you. And you will thank yourself for volunteering, job shadowing, having a backup plan, and just simply being yourself and asking questions. Once again, my name is Taylor Washington, and I thank you for your time.